From medicines that cure illness to communication lines and satellites that transect the globe, routine days are made possible by science and technology. Science connectivity to everyday life is what experts cite as the importance of learning basic scientific principles, and the theme of a discussion by USF St. Petersburg education professor Malcolm Butler.
An understanding of science makes it possible for everyone to share in the richness and excitement of comprehending the natural world. Scientific literacy enables people to use scientific principles and processes in making personal decisions, how fast we're going to drive, whether we're going to text while driving now, and to participate in discussions of scientific issues that affect society.
Butler's discussion, titled The Science of Our Lives, Bridging the Parallel Universes, focused on connecting the gap between what many people view as science, not directly connected, to our daily lives.
One of the things I'd like to encourage us to do is to think about science as more than just a body of knowledge. And that's the typical way of people thinking about science. We think E equals MC squared, mitosis, meiosis, and we think about all of these terms and equations that we have to remember, and all of a sudden that becomes science. Well, what we're trying to promote is that that is a part of a science, part of science. It's critical to science. And yet there's some other things that come into play when we think about.
Butler said many of the skill sets used in science, like observations, analysis, and predictions, are similar to skills in other fields such as math, history, and language arts. The people who attended participated in activities that showed firsthand how science is integral in almost any aspect of life, from reading a newspaper to deciphering the science behind walking to a meeting.
You went to a meeting, right? Can we think of any way where if you went to a meeting, science was a part of your going to that meeting? You absolutely use anatomy and physiology. If it wasn't for anatomy and physiology, you would not have made it to that meeting. Okay? You used a lot of physics because if it wasn't for friction, you wouldn't have been able to walk. You used gravity because you took advantage of gravity, because if gravity wasn't in play, you'd be in a parallel universe. Okay.
The American Association for the Advancement of Science suggests that as the world becomes increasingly scientific and technological, the present and future grow more dependent on how wisely humans use them. This is sobering news for the United States, which seems to be falling behind other industrialized nations in science and math literacy, according to multiple tests measuring student and adult comprehension of scientific and math principles. Butler said taking science out of the realm of the abstract and connecting it with our daily lives can help with improving science literacy.
When we live in another country, if we don't know the language, doesn't mean we can't function. We can probably do well. But when we come to understand the language, in this case of science, we don't miss out on as much.
The Science Cafe was one in a series hosted by the Poynter Library at USF St. Petersburg. Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Matthew Simatile for WMNF News.